Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? Okay. How was lunch? Yeah. How many of you didn't join us for lunch today? Oh, you all missed the sumptuous lunch. Once in a while, if possible, yeah, join us. It's only once a month after all. I mentioned a long time ago, for some students, if you ask them to come for Dharma classes, they prefer not to come. They prefer to do sitting. So when I organize meditation classes, they'll come. I organize retreats, they'll come. For some students, they are not into meditation. They prefer chanting. If they have no other chanting to go, then they come for the first part, chant a bit. Then maybe after that, they go. Then, last time we used to have SGC at outdoors. Yeah, we will organize walks. Sometimes we go to the park. Then I also noticed. Yes. And there are some students who will come for SGC, but when we have SGC outdoors, they don't come. And one of them very candidly told me, Sifu, because very hot. So some students will come when there's aircon. So if one day there's no aircon, then they don't come. So we better hope that when Maitreya Buddha arrives, there's aircon. Yeah. There are some students who also told me that they like going to parks also. Yeah, they go for parks, the walks in the park. But when SGC organized, they don't go. Why? Because they say, oh, walking in a park is a family affair. So they only walk with their family. Or is something that they think of as social event, so they only go with their friends. So then I'm like, so you don't have friends in SGC? They said, no, Sifu is different. Yeah. So this is quite common. So similarly, when we organize lunch, so some students, they will come, and some students, Sifu, I only want to come for Dharma. You ask me to come and eat for what? You know, in the Buddha's time, the Buddha don't just go around, you know, shoving Dharma into everybody's throat. Sometimes he, if you really look at the sutras, you may even find that the interaction between the Buddha and the people he encounter doesn't resemble our typical Dharma talk or Dharma class. Not systematic at all. Yeah. Not the way we understand. Yeah. So the Buddha don't organize a basic Buddhism class. You know? Yeah. There was once the Buddha was out. He went out of his way to look for this cowherd. Yeah, I've shared this story many times. So what was this cowherd doing? He was not in. Yeah, he was busy. Why was he busy? Because his cow went missing. So he went to look for his cow. Buddha come to look for him, he go and look for his cow. Why did this happen? Because they don't have WhatsApp. Yeah. If they have WhatsApp, then Buddha can text him. Yeah. Or at least text his friend, and then his friend texts him. Then he can come back. Or he don't go out. But the Buddha went there and he was already out, so the Buddha waited for him. Wait. And when he came back, the Buddha didn't immediately give him Dharma talk. The Buddha asked the people to offer him a seat, give him some water to drink and to wash his feet, and if he's hungry, give him some food. And only when all this are settled, then the Buddha start to give him teaching. So this shows the appreciation that the Buddha have of the fundamental needs, of people. When a person is busy with their worldly affairs, you cannot give them Dhamma. I mean, the Buddha, rightly speaking, with his spiritual powers, he can just appear in front of him, right? In many suttas, with Venerable Mahamoggallana, when he was in the forest and he was dozing off, struggling with drowsiness, the Buddha just manifests in front of him. When Venerable Angulimala was going to do the horrifying deed of killing his own mother, the Buddha just appeared in front of him. So he could have just appeared in front of the cowherd and said, "Come lah, I am going to give you Dharma." Or he could have just used his psychic power and find a cow, right? Or manifest 10 more cows for him. Can go many, many ways to solve it. But the Buddha didn't do that. And Buddha patiently waited for the cowherd to come back. And after the cowherd has arrived, he even patiently waited for him to eat and drink. Dharma is not always what we think. When we have lunch together, it can be Dharma also. It can be Dharma also. As you join the lunch, then you look at all the food. Then do we choose the food we like? Today nasi biryani. More. Oh, this one not to my liking. Thank you very much. That one. Do we eat in this way? So even as we have lunch, there can be the Dharma element. It's up to us to bring Dharma into our daily activities. But besides that, for us to grow in the Dharma, we need a community. So part of the community, we eat together. Then you can develop good spiritual friendship. The Buddha prays spiritual friendship. He prays spiritual friendship. To Venerable Ananda, he said, spiritual friendship is the whole of the holy life. Venerable Ananda went to the Buddha and said, "Oh, it has occurred to me that spiritual friendship is half the holy life. Half, just half." He said, "No, it's the whole of the holy life." Then the Buddha praised the virtues of a good spiritual friend. How a good spiritual friend can inspire us, can show us the path for us, can tell us when we are going down the wrong path, can encourage us when we are going up the right path, can benefit us in so many ways. Some Buddhists, after learning Buddhism, I don't know how you all feel, but some Buddhists have reflected to me and others how learning Buddhism seems like a very lonely affair. Satu orang, kaki lion. Feels like it, isn't it? If you smile, if you laugh, you nod your head, and you didn't come for lunch, then you know. Kaki cui lo. They say you can bring the horse to the horse or cow to the pond, but the horse or pond, horse and pond, too nice a lunch. Brain cannot think already. Must be the pizza lah, or the char bee hoon. You can bring the horse or the cow to the pond, but you cannot force the horse or cow to drink. You force the head down, it cannot. It still must want to drink. You force it in, it will drown. So all Sifu can do is, suggest to have a lunch, and then the volunteers They put in effort. Do you know how much work they have to do in the background? Usually you all have no idea. They have to come up with the draft, and then the whole, you know, whole bunch of them go through and then vet, then ask them to, can you look at it in your iPhone? Can you look at the Samsung phone? Can you look at the Android phone? Make sure that when it appears, it looks CC, you know. And then some of them will help to look at it. I think there's one more space here. Once, actually, they are not so young, one, though, but trained by Sifu. Yeah. Why do they do that? They do this so that it appears pleasing to all of you. Before you even eat the food, you find the layout of the notice enticing, not to get you stuck in samsara, of course, but to bring you together, bring us together, so that we can forge a beautiful friendship, this good spiritual friendship. But why is it important? Because sometimes when everything is well, we can practice even by ourselves, no problem. When everything is going well, your work is going well, your family is going well, your social life is going well, or actually social life, if it's going well, usually Dharma life not well. Usually, yeah. If your work life is too well, then Dharma life also hard to, because if your work is too successful, then you have to travel lah, sometimes you have to do OT lah, then sometimes you got to get out, chui OT to do, then have no time for Dharma. But that's still okay, because your heart, you still want to practice. But sometimes when this feel that breakdown, and if we are so used to satu orang, every time just do ourselves, then when something go wrong and you need some help, you don't know who to look for. I ever encountered in a monastery. By the time we discovered, there was this old devotee who volunteered in the monastery for 20, 30 years, passed away. The way I put it, maybe you're mistaken. Not that the old lady passed away in the monastery, then we discovered later. The old lady volunteered in the monastery, like Tsui Su, the festive, come and help out, chop vegetable, wash plate, whatever, for 20, 30 years. So the family members know that she always go to temple, but don't know which temple. Don't know which temple, don't know what she really do, it, go for the temple for what also. Most traditional Buddhists are like that. Akong, Amma, father, mother go temple, but children don't know. Yeah. But of course, a lot of different circumstances. Sometimes parents want, but children don't want what to do. Yeah. But what happened was, this old lady, fall sick, and then later on, at some point passed away, and then the family members are at a loss, because don't know what to do, ma. Yeah, I mean, I've never encountered a family where the parents pass away, and they know what to do. Why? Because nobody have experience one, Amitofo. Yeah, there's no trial one. Yeah, no rehearsal one. When it happened, it happened. So the worst thing is, then they thought, the mother go temple ma, it don't know which temple. Then go and look for this temple, look for that temple, then at all the temple, don't know who she is leh. But not that temples are so close-minded lah. Or you don't come to my place to volunteer, we don't help you. But sometimes they want to help them to get to the center that they volunteer at. So ask for don't know how long. Then finally discovered actually is with the monastery I was staying at. So why is this? Why did this happen? Because even when individuals go to volunteer, sometimes just go there, zuicai. People only know her by, oh, here, zuicai auntie. And every time go there and shui wa, go and wash plates, only know, oh, that auntie, one of them, they always wear the red color shirt, one, washing dishes, one. not your. not your. Happen to say red color. Not the two of you wash clothes, one. Wash wash plates one. Yeah, so I feel quite, I felt quite quite bad. Yeah. Not simply because they volunteered. Yeah. To me, even those who don't volunteer, for us to come to the center, you know, to learn or to practice, then if something happened, belongs. This auntie have family. Oh. There are some, you know, single, no family, then go temple, you know, help out, or even not help out, just go and pray, come back, or attend Dharma class, go back. Then, if you don't know anybody in temple, don't have any friends, or never even, you know Sifu, or not even in the chat group, then one day you never turn up, nobody know. When I was staying here, there was an auntie. She's a very bubbly character, yeah, Auntie Molly. Wow, when she's downstairs, when I was at the third floor, I can hear her voice. Oh, very bubbly character. So you will not feel sad in front of her, but her face always looked very fierce. But she's very friendly, very interesting. Then there was a period of time, she disappeared for a few weeks. Then when I met her, when I saw her again, I said, hey, where do you go? You went traveling? Then she said, oh no lah, was not feeling well. Huh? Not feeling well? How many weeks? Oh, 3 weeks. 3 weeks? How come you never tell us? What's your number? Give us. Don't want lah, 师父. Miang lah, miang lah, miang lah, miang lah. How? Even when we want to, when people want to care, we must let people care. We must let people care. But Chinese, we have this problem. Miang lah, miang lah, miang ma huang lah. Then how? When we are okay, no problem, you don't need anybody to care, you know, we are independent, good to be independent, but sometimes we do need help. Yeah, even if you are young, even if you are old, doesn't matter. Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's not so, how do I put it, disheartening. You're a bit down, then there's some friends to come and encourage you a bit. 加油, 冲啊! But this is possible only if we also open up. Yeah. So what better way to open up than have lunch together? So next month, November, this year only two times left. 1 year, 12 times only left. Yeah. Not ask you to have lunch with Sifu every day. Just bring your own utensil. If you are able to bring some food, don't have to bring a lot. Can or not? Can or not? Say yes. No lah. Of course, depend on your schedule. Yeah. But once a month, 4 or 5 weeks, only once a month. Can lah. Okay. So let's see who is here for the first time on my left. Okay, let me see. First row, second row, third row, yeah. Fourth, fifth. I think all season parking. How about the? Let me see. Nancy here many times. And who else? Hey, the lady wearing the cardigan. Have you introduced yourself before? Yeah, you, the one who just turned your head. Yes. Have you introduced before?
Oh no, this is the first time I'm here.
Ah.
Hi, my name is Eng Fong.
Eng Fong, how are
Sharon
you?
Sharon also came.
Ah. How do you get to know about the group?
Oh, my friend.
Your friend, ah, yes. Hello friend. Hi. First time here
also.
Oh, then you can also introduce. Yeah, so Eng Fong and friend. Yes.
I'm Agnes from the Philippines. I just officially study Buddhism last year.
Oh, yeah. Wow, well done, well done. Welcome, welcome. Oh, so you are here in Singapore?
Yeah, I've been working here since 2005.
Wow, Singaporean already lah, yeah.
Accent a bit.
Ah, so have you gotten your PR?
No.
So you should try to get PR.
Yeah, so I try to work and as long as I can so that I can practice Buddhism. But I've been following you on Facebook and YouTube, watching your videos on YouTube. So I'm happy that you always Upload some videos on YouTube.
Oh, no, you must thank them. They take video. I just talk
for,
only.
Yeah, thank you for everything.
I do the easy part. I just talk. Then they do recording. That one is more difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Welcome.
Sister Neo invited us today because after our Four Noble Truths lesson last Sunday, So since it's our last day, we thought it's better to go other place.
Any Dharma,
because they don't have, so we go other place. I've been wanting to come, but I just waiting for the right condition. So then last Sunday, I said, it means it's the right time for me to come.
And
I'm very happy to be here.
We are together.
You are what?
I'm Siu Hui.
Siu Hui.
Yeah, so we were actually attending the same Dharma
course. I see. Very good. So just finish, huh?
Yeah.
So I can test you all. No, don't worry. Sifu don't test people one. Sifu just ask question. Welcome. Very good. So wonderful. So, who else?
Good afternoon, Venerable.
Yes.
This is my first time here.
Your first time
here.
Wow. So, who is the one who initiated it? Who? Quack. Wow, Quack is the... Wow. I see. Oh, so when you say Neo... Quack lah, I see. Yeah. You want to follow you? Wow, you are the team leader. I see. So you see.
So we met at the MRT station.
And then you walk over. I see. Very good. So did you bring them to come and for have lunch?
They don't want.
Shy lah. Never mind, next time, if you are shy, wear a mask. But you must wear the mask that is like, you know, the Halloween type cover, only the top part. Otherwise, you cannot eat. Okay? If you all need mask, we provide. Then you don't have to be shy, okay? So very, very warm welcome to all of you. Who else is new here? Who else? Another one. At the back. Today a lot of newcomers.
I'm Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Yes. My friend, volunteer friend.
Who is your volunteer friend? Leo.
Yes.
I see. And what is your name again?
Elizabeth.
Welcome. Okay, very good. Who else?
Thank you for the very nice lunch.
Oh, you had a nice lunch, huh? Good.
And I have a very nice talk at the table with all the friends eating together. I enjoy the conversation and I enjoy the food. And I already joined the member and just now, and I like the library and the first floor. And so many books.
Yes.
Interested.
And where are you from?
I'm from China. I have been here in Singapore from 2006 to.
Oh.
Yes.
12 years.
Yes. And I'm Singapore citizen now.
Oh, very good. Welcome.
And I'm happy and. In Singapore, and we came across and Buddhism. In 2009, I meet a Buddhism friend, and I on the internet. So I'm quite interested in Buddhism.
Very good. So you can join us. You all can join us on Facebook, on the Telegram. And then, like, you can ask that sister, show you how to go and find my video. Okay, very good. Welcome.
Thank you.
also the hard work that Sean and last time Doreen, when you all do the video, it can help those who, for various conditions, yeah, maybe they are not able to come, maybe they are shy to come, maybe they are not ready, and so on. Yeah, then they can actually still learn the Dharma together. So welcome, anybody else? Did I miss anyone? All the front row is all the season parking. Okay. So welcome to SGC, where we have some chanting, some sitting, and then some talking. Yeah, usually the talking is quite long. Last time used to be 1.5 hours. Then after 1 over years, they decided, how can Sifu finish it in 1.5 hours? Yeah, so we decided to just put it as 2 hours. Last week, recently, some students also told me that, you know, Sifu, SGC, there are a lot of people who come. Then sometimes people come, then they don't, after a while they don't come. Then they said, why? Then the person said, because after a while, then when they become really serious about Dharma, then they want to go elsewhere to learn. So, so then I was thinking, oh, so SGC is for those who are not very serious. Yeah, in a way, it's true. Because Sifu don't think that learning Dharma must be so serious. Yeah, why must we be so serious? Why must we all be like that? Don't laugh. Cannot laugh. Don't smile. Who is smiling? Shh, cannot. Why must it be like that? Doesn't have to be. Yeah, of course you want to be like that also can. Yeah, doesn't mean you must force yourself to smile. Yeah, but I think 10 hours a day at the office not smiling is enough, right? Yeah, Sunday come together, learn Dharma. Should be a joyful experience. Yeah, joyful experience. But some people may think that it's not Dharma enough. Do you think it's Dharma enough? In a way, it's not so Dharma also. Sometimes some students feel that it's not so Dharma. Not so Dharma in what sense? In a sense that, oh, Sifu don't have like a lot of chart, then don't have a textbook for you all to look at. Yeah, when you have textbook, then it's more formal, more official. It's in a book. Yeah. But if you really go and read the Nikayas, then you will find that as you go through the Nikaya, all the things that I mentioned so far are all from the Nikaya. Sifu don't anyhow throw things out on. Yeah. So of course, once in a while I have a series like, so this week we are on the Diamond Sutra. Yeah. So twice a month, decided to give your Dharma lah. Yeah, otherwise you all feel like there's not enough Dharma. Do you all feel like there's enough Dharma? No, don't dare to say. Yeah. As I said, Dharma is... what is Dharma? What is Dharma? We usually think of Dharma as Four Noble Truths, Eightfold Path, the Four Striving, Four Mindfulness, the Four Effort, the Five Powers, the Five Roots, yeah, Seven Factors of Enlightenment, the Noble Eightfold Path, then that is Dharma. Yeah. If we talk about eating lunch, then that's not Dharma. Yeah. If we look into the definition of the term Dharma, recently I gave in one of the book study group an explanation in a way of what Dharma is. It's about patterns. I think I will pass to them and maybe post on SGC. You all can go and listen. It's quite long. Yeah. So today I want to talk about Dharma Sutra. So the past title, and then we went through the translator's name and his background. Today we're going to start on the sutra finally. Yeah, 如是我闻. Yeah, so the sutras, most of the sutras start with 如是我闻. Yeah. 如是我闻，一是佛在舍卫国，即数即故独缘. So this is how it starts. I have a very strange connection with Dharma Sutra. I remember when I was in secondary school, my mom plays the Dharma Sutra cassette tape every day. Then there was a time she played the Dizang Pusa, Dizang Jing. Yeah, different time of my life, she played different things. At that point in time when she played the Dizang, the Jingang Jing, I remember the tape. Song Jingang Jing, Dong, Dong, Dong. Wow, when I'm in my room, she played the tape on the hi-fi system. Wow, I'm like Sun Wukong. Wow! I mean, now I think about it, like, why? I also don't know why. No. Yeah. Even before the sutra start, just Dong, wow, I'm like walking Gong. Yeah, it's so strange. Yeah. In some Dharma talks, some venerables explain that when the teachings are being recited, because these teachings are the teachings of truth, so because of past karma that we have done, maybe in the past we obstructed others from learning, maybe we have wrong views that is in contradiction with the truth. So as a result, when we are about to hear, wow, we cannot explain also because it's past karma. But then it manifests in this kind of yeah, very strange. I don't know. Then over the years, at some point, I'm okay. Oh. Yeah. And then today I'm actually going to share with you all. So 如是我闻, in English, 如是我闻 is usually translated as thus have I heard. Thus have I heard. Yeah. So in the Pali, it's usually etam something something. Yeah. So this is quite a standard phrase that you see in many sutras, but not in all sutras also. Yeah, not in all sutras. In the Chinese Mahana Sutra, you almost always see 如是我闻. Yeah. In some of the English translation, they omit this part. Yeah, some of the sutras, they still leave it there. So we can take this. So who said this? So this word, this four, well, in Chinese it's four characters. In English, they translate in four also. It's said by mainly Venerable Ananda. Yeah. So when was this first said? It is said in the first council, when the Sangha of 500 Arahants, they convened under Venerable Maha Kashyapa. He convened the first council. In a way, I don't think it was called the first council at the first council, because I don't think they anticipated that there will be second and third council. So they just have the meeting. Convened 500 arahants, and Venerable Maha Kashyapa requested Venerable Upali to recite the Vinaya. Yeah, the Vinaya. Vinaya are the set of rules and training precepts for the monastics. Yeah, there are seats behind. Liang Wei, two of you. There are special seats in front also. Just find a seat. So Venerable Upali recited the Vinaya, and then Venerable Ananda recite the Sutta. At the first council, the Abhidhamma was not officially recited yet. So, this formed the basis for the teachings that we have today. And it is said that Venerable Ananda, when he recited, then he told he basically addressed the congregation, "Thus have I heard." It is in this way that I heard, and this is what happened, basically. But was Venerable Ananda present in all the scenarios? No. Venerable Ananda served as the attendant for 25 years. The last 25 years of the 45 years that the Buddha was giving teachings. And again, is it 45 or 50 years? In the Theravadan tradition, the official like recognized number of years is 45. So from age 35 to 80. But somehow in the Mahayana tradition, we recognize it as 50 years, up to the age of 85. So do you know that there's these two figures? One tradition says that the Buddha lived until 85 years old. One tradition says he lived until 80 years old. Yeah, don't know, huh? I also don't know. Honestly, you ask me, I also don't know how old. Yeah, because we can only rely on the tradition. Yeah, they pass down the information. So, do you think the Buddha lived until 80 or 85? Did he teach for 45 years or 50 years? Personally, what's more important is whether what he taught was the truth. Yeah, whether he lived until 85 or 80, how about 82.5? Venerable Ananda stipulated a few conditions. Yeah, maybe another time I will share with you all the conditions. But one of the key conditions he stipulated before he accepted the role as attendant. The Buddha was the one who requested. Venerable Ananda was his cousin and also ordained. And the Buddha requested him to be the attendant. But Venerable Ananda didn't just accept the request. He set down a set of conditions. One of them being, if there is a teaching that was given by the Buddha and the Buddha and Venerable Ananda wasn't present, then the Buddha shall repeat what was said to Venerable Ananda. Yeah. So this was one of the criteria. So on that basis, then we say, so Venerable Ananda would have heard all the teachings given. But even then, there were some teachings that were given to this court lady who was serving one of the queen. The queen wasn't able to go to the Sangha to receive teaching, so sent a court lady, and the teaching was given by somebody else besides the Buddha. So the court lady at a certain point went to the Sangha to tell them, "I also heard some teachings." So it became, I believe, the Itivutaka. Another set of texts, so that was recited by a court lady. So very interesting. So this Dhamma Sutra that we are that we learn, is said to have been recited by Venerable Ananda. So I will read some verses from my teacher's teaching. So here goes. So 如是, 自法自持, 指这一部经，说，我，越结集经的人说， so 如是我闻的我， this I, is the one who recited the sutta when it was being compiled at the council. In this case, Venerable Ananda. And then, according to my teacher, this Rusu is referring to the sutra itself. So Rusu, So my teachers put it as 我亲自听佛讲解的. So that heard directly from the Buddha. Yeah. But directly, as I explained, there are two present, and so he heard the Buddha as it happened. Second is, he wasn't present, but the Buddha repeated to him. Yeah. So from Venerable Ananda's point of view, it's always from the Buddha. So, 这部经是佛在世说的，佛度灭度以后，弟子们集会在一起，将佛大约50年所讲的经典重新编辑。编辑的方式是选出一个人背诵佛说的法。 经过大众审定，这个通过后就流传下来. Yeah, so this is what I mentioned earlier about the process. So 在大众里, I won't read through everything. Yeah, the certain parts which I've already explained, certain parts which are quite critical. My teacher's coverage of this Ru Si Wo Wen is quite a standard one, but I have also seen other explanation of the Ru Si Wo Wen, and just on the Ru Si itself is a whole Dharma talk. So because they break it down to Ru, yeah. So they break out this as Ru, then they explain that this is as the truth is, and so, but the original word may not have such connotation, yeah, because the original Venerable Ananda wasn't using Chinese words, yeah. So a time something something doesn't have all that implication. He was just speaking matter of factly. This is what I heard. Yeah, thus have I heard is a modern translation also, yeah. So. To me, this the opening, I'm telling you, because if you read some other explanation, not just of this sutra, but various sutra, where they have this Ru Si Wo Wen, so don't be surprised. You see a whole chapter on Ru Si. Wow, then you're like, how come this book has such a long explanation? How come Sifu just explain in 15 minutes and 到点, huh? Yeah. Because in my opinion, in my opinion, this part is basically Venerable Ananda stating that this is what he heard. There are implications, which is that there are those who say so those that start with Ru Si Wo Wen is authentic, but I also want to highlight not necessarily. To have this opening four characters Ru Si Wo Wen. Is not a sure mark that this sutra is authentic. Yeah, anyone can compile yourself. Sean, you can compile yourself. You just put like Fuo Shuo Shuan Jing. Or you can even put Shuan Shuo Shen Mo Jing, Shuan Shuo YouTube Jing. Can or not? Then you put Ru Si Wo Wen. Does it mean anything? Important thing is, if it opens, if there's some traces, maybe some basis, but still you must examine the content. Is the content in line with the teachings? Yeah. If it's not in line, you can Ru Si 10 times, still not Ru Si. So Ru Si Wo Wen Yi Shi. So, 一时, at one time. Which time? Don't know. At one time. Yishi. Singapore time, India time. Time. The other day in class, I was sharing some incident, and then and someone asked me, so who is that person? Do you find that sometimes we are very curious? We want to know a lot of details. Yeah, we are so curious. We want to ask, who was that person? What? When was it? What was the person doing? Why did the person do that? But actually nothing to do with the story, the essence, you know? Yeah. So one angle is, why say 一时? Because the Dharma is timeless. Doesn't matter when it was said. Just know that there was a time when this was said. Yeah. Is it important if it's 3 p.m.? Did the Buddha start on time? Did the Dharma talk start on time? Yeah. When did the Buddha stop? Did the Buddha also drag? Does it matter? Hard to say. So, cannot say Buddha drag or metaphor. Yeah, but there's some interesting thing about this issue also. So, there's a few different meaning. So, 直法会从开始到圆满,总起来, 一时, in the Chinese lineage, we also say, this whole sutra is said in one setting. Yeah, so that one whole setting is 一时. Yeah. So, 没有记录佛说这部经, 经典的年月日, never say which day, which time, which month. But in some other classes, like the ITBW class, I also share with them, when you look at certain details in the sutra, you can roughly know when it was. Like this morning, you went through and it says, Buddha was at Anatta Pindaka's park. No, not park. Anatta Pindaka's monastery. So usually in the sutra, it says Anatta Pindaka park. But in that sutra, it says monastery. So from this, you roughly know it is not at the early part of the Buddha's dispensation. Yeah, because at the early part, no monastery. Only later on, then there's monastery. And then sometimes it talk about at one time or what, and the monks were observing the rains. Then if it's observing the rains, every year there are three seasons in India, 4 months hot dry, 4 months wet, and then 4 months cold. So from some of this detail, you know, oh, if it's a rain season, then it's between, say, about July to October, July, August, July to October period. Yeah, one of this month. Exactly which month, sometimes hard to tell. But is that really crucial? So, in the Chinese lineage, there's some explanation why the year, month, date is missing. Yeah, why? 因为听佛说法的听众除了人以外, 还有天龙八部, not the Hong Kong movie, it's the heavenly beings, the different types. 有时还有他方世界的人, 各地方立法不一样, so, and a lot of other details here. It's basically talking about how even in the Nikayas, not just, don't think that, oh, wow, Sifu, that's why Mahana, always very colorful, got dragon, got heavenly being. Actually, in the Pali canon, there are many suttas where there are heavenly beings present as well. So, in the lineage that I'm ordained in, let me say, the 一时 is also because of this. Yeah. Why? Because if you say, year 2018, October, what is today's date? 7. But there are other if there are other beings who are present, then that date is irrelevant to them. Today, we use a unified calendar globally. Yeah. But today, if we say, 农历几月, then for people who don't observe the Chinese calendar, does it make sense to them? Doesn't make sense to them. No, so this is another reason. So another one. 古代大德有特别的解释. Yeah, so some of the ancient masters, they have some special explanation of this 一时. We are now here. I know I tell you all a lot of story, then you're wondering, hey, where are we now? Okay, we are still here, still in Buddhist library. Yeah. At one time, you are at Buddhist library. Mm. So, first meaning. 转轮圣王出世的时代，人间很容易得到珍宝. So, at the time where the wheel turning monarch appears in this world, ordinary folks, yeah, people can easily find treasure, a lot of treasure. Just anyhow, go poke, hey, got treasure, yeah. So that is when the wheel turning monarch appear. But are we interested in wheel turning monarch? Maybe some of you are interested. Then you all wait for wheel turning monarch to appear. But how about Buddha? 佛出世时，我们能得到法宝，所以叫做一时，叫做一时。So this 一时, according to ancient master, they say this 一时 refer to the time where a Buddha appear in this world, and where we can actually receive the Dharma treasure, the Dharma gem. There's some significance to this. More explanation behind. So, 佛大智慧大慈悲能说明人生的真理令众生从迷惑境界中觉悟也称一时. So, getting closer to the larger picture, that the Buddha with his wisdom and compassion is able to give the teachings on the reality of our life, and cause those of us who are bewildered, who are confused with defilements, to get out of that state, and then become enlightened. So, in this, there's also a deeper meaning, that at one time, which time? Does it matter whether it's 2018 or 2008 or 1998 or 1899? Which time? At a time when a Buddha has arisen and is giving teachings and sentient beings can learn the Dharma and attain enlightenment. And that time. That's the time. That is the time when the Buddha gave teachings. So then this is connecting with some other teachings talking about the conditions for to learn Dharma. In other words, 一时, at that time where it's suitable to learn Dharma. Is this still that time? Not exactly the same. Buddha, is it around? Not around. But is there still Dharma? Still Dharma. Yeah, are there people who are willing to learn Dharma? Who are interested to learn Dharma? Who are able to learn Dharma? Are there people who can teach Dharma? Yeah, huh? Walao, hey.
Yes.
Wow, if you say no, then okay lah. 好, 合掌回向. So, when we say 一时, although this 一时 historically refer to the Buddha's time, but this 一时, if we can learn Dharma now, then this also applies to us now. Yeah. Although this is back then, but as we learn the Dharma, then this time also applies to us. That now we can also learn Dharma in this way. Yeah. So, yeah, 佛出世说法，有人听法. These three things, then you can have enlightenment. So, 中观论, the the commentary on the Madhyamika path. Yeah, it says, 真法既说者, yeah, 听者难得故. So, the true Dharma, and someone who can elucidate it, who can teach it, this is very precious, very difficult to acquire. Yeah. Plus, those who can actually listen to this, not easy. Yeah. So. So, 佛在舍卫国, so once at one time, the Buddha was at Sawatthi. Yeah. So, Sawatthi is the name of the state and also the name of the city, just like Singapore. Singapore is also the name of the city, the name of the state. So, Se Wei Guo, Sawati, the name itself actually has a very interesting meaning. It means a lot of things. The word Sawati itself means a lot of things. A lot of nasi biryani want to come out. A lot of things. Why is it called a lot of things? Because Sawati is a very prosperous state. So a lot of people bring things to this city to trade. Yeah, to trade. So as a result, it acquired this name. Yeah. So then the place became known as Sawati. Yeah, literally a lot of things. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you go to some places where it's very prosperous, having a lot of different goods. So this is the meaning of this name, this city. So 是讲说这部经的地点, my teacher didn't go into too much details in this, but the word Sawati has that meaning. So 有地方说, 住社会国, yeah, so in the translation, if you look at different translations, some say 佛在社会国, some say 佛住社会国. Yeah, so this is where inside there are some differences. So my teacher says 在社会国, 或者住社会国, yeah, so that's that distinction. Yeah. Is there a distinction? So 在, so the word 在 also means being present there. There's a difference between 内, 有内外不同, so there's internal being present and external being present. So like for example, at one time, a group of people were at Buddhist library. Yeah, physically at Buddhist library, but maybe some of you already at La La Land. So physically there, but not there, not quite there. Yeah. Or maybe you're here, but maybe you're going off on a trip. Then physically here, but mentally already off on a trip. Or maybe when you're off on a trip, you're physically still here. So when we say 在, that's that distinction. That's that distinction. So for unenlightened sentient beings, many times physically and mentally, oftentimes not at the same place. Yeah. When we are at work, we think at home. When at home, we think about work. When we're in Singapore, we think about going overseas. Go overseas, then we think about Singapore. Yeah, we go all the way to other countries, then we say, hey, you have 炒饭 or not? Do you have green chili? You could go all the way to some foreign country and you ask for green chili. Why? Because 国土寻思, although we are physically not in Singapore, we think about Singapore. Yeah, unconsciously sometimes. Yeah. I heard recently some students told me that they have seen before some Singaporeans going overseas. Then after that, overseas, then what happened? Then criticize other country. And then say, your country, your service is like this, what, this and that. Not like Singapore. So although physically travel all the way there, you know, take leave, take plane, travel, and then go there, and then bring Singapore along. Bring Singapore along. So this is our 凡夫的境界. What is 境界? 境界 means there are a few meanings. 境界. One is what we are facing. Yeah. Another one is our state. In a way, the two can be linked. What we face, there's something that we are really facing. But what we are facing in our mind also, and as a result, then the state, it also refers to the state of our mind. Again, it's linked to the physically here, but our mind, where is it? My teacher says, external 住, the external abiding, then there's four different separations also. So, 第一,王化住,处住, so 处, the word 处. So 处 means a place, then 住 means abiding, to stay there. Yeah. So 处住. So 王化处住, 就是佛在教化众生的地方, 住. So in the Mahayana Sutra, all the Buddhas, they have their own boundaries. Yeah. Their own world system where they abide in and teach. Yeah, so over here, then my teacher highlighted, yeah, for Sakyamuni Buddha, where is his place? Then 通常指娑婆世界, the Saha world. Yeah, so we call this place Earth. But in the Sutra, then this Earth is part of a larger world system that we call the Saha world. Yeah, Saha world is where there's the six realms, and there's unenlightened beings and a bit of enlightened beings, and then we tumble around, and then we go around, merry go round, yeah, until one day we become enlightened. Yeah. So, then example, Amitabha. Do you not know Amitabha? Do you know him? Last week, do you all meet up with him? Never catch up? Should catch up with him once in a while. Do you know how to catch up with Amitabha? Once you knock your head, how to catch up with Amitabha? Ah, 念佛. When we recite the Buddha, then we catch up with Buddha. Not physically, don't have to be physically. It's just like when you are, maybe you have a very good friend. Never met your good friend for a long time. You keep recollecting him or her. The virtues, the qualities, you know, the good experience and so on. Then you are like catching up. But sometimes you must be careful who you catch up with, you know. Sometimes you catch up with good memories, sometimes you catch up with bad memories. And sometimes you catch up with all the lousy memory. Yeah, this is our favorite. 重播, we like to 重播 those bad memories. Then what happened? Nothing to do, right? Waiting for the bus, then you 重播. Yeah, in one of the class I said this. Yeah, we would like to repeat all the bad experience. Yeah, the one time you did a presentation, and then after your amazing presentation, then one of your colleagues pointed out, I don't think it's going to work, you know. Oh, then you are so stunned, you know. You know what to say. Yeah, have you encountered this before? You present something, and then maybe your boss, maybe your colleague, just shoot it down. Bah, 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 bah. You're so stunned. You thought that it's perfect, you know. Yeah. Then after that, after a week, every day, when you are free, what do you do? Play. I don't think it's going to work, you know. Rewind. I don't think it's going to work, you know. I keep repeating it. Nothing to do, ma. Then repeat. Yeah. So, if we keep on catching up with our bad memory, yeah, bad encounter, then what does it do to us? What does it do to us? It's like when you know, sometimes your friends ask you to catch up, right? Do you have friends that you don't want to catch up? Have, right? Yeah. But that sometimes the friends you don't want to catch up always want to catch up with you, you know. Yeah. The friends you want to catch up, they don't want to catch up with you. They are very busy. Yeah. To those friends that you want to catch up, are you okay? Can someone offer her a sweet or a drink? The lady, give her already, huh? Drown her with some water, lah. Yeah, are you okay? Wow, cough until quite jialat, huh? Yeah, you're catching up with a cold, or cough. You, huh? Don't worry, no trouble, drink water. You meal her. You, 但是也没有吃也没有喝. You, huh? 有没有? 要喝嘞，有没有喝水？有啊，赶快喝，我要看你喝。你不要整天说有，然后不要喝。来，我陪你一起喝啊，我们喝水。来，干杯，干杯，喝水，喝水。 不要客气。Yeah, so don't catch up with your bad friend. Catch up with your good friend. So this is the first meaning of the 外住. So 第二, 异俗住, 异, 差异的异, 生俗的俗, 这个俗家的俗, 就是不同于在家人的住处。 使佛不住于在家人处所, 而是住在寺院。 Yeah, but of course, in the Buddha's time, here when we talk about 寺院, the Buddha don't always stay in monastery. Many times he just stay under the at the foot of the tree, in an empty spot. You know, he just stay anywhere. There are instances where the Buddha actually stay at lay people's house. In the Sutta, it recorded. For example, the very famous Potter's Shed Sutta, yeah, where he passed by a village and then he was offered, it was a potter's house, yeah. So the Lee family, the person is a potter. You know what is a potter? They make pots, yeah. Not the carry things potter, the one who make ceramic clay things. So the Buddha was offered shelter for the night, so he stayed at the shed. And then there was a very interesting conversation with this other ascetic who was staying there, who turned out to be his disciple, although that ascetic never see the Buddha before. Yeah, so, but that's another sutra. So, 第三, 微移住. So, first one is the world. Then the second one is physically where he stay. Third one is physically what does he abide in? Yeah, in terms of the outer appearance, yeah, 行住坐卧, yeah, 四位移. So, like right now, if I were to just take a snapshot, most of you are sitting, yeah, cross-legged, but not all cross in the same way. No, don't adjust yourself. It's okay. I'm not picky about this kind of things. Actually, Buddha also not picky. I think if you go back to the Buddha's time, I don't think all of them sit cross-legged like that. You know, when you see the painting, right? Buddha sitting there, then giving teachings, and all of them sit all perfectly like that. I don't think so, you know. Yeah. I don't think all of them perfectly, then angle the same. Hey, you off a bit. Adjust. Yeah, not every moment is photo op. Yeah, so similar to, you know, in present day, sometimes if you want to take a group photo, then everybody pose. Like that. But in the Buddha's time, I don't think they are like that. Because not all of them are Buddha's disciples. Yeah, some of them go and kwan hi. Yeah, because sometimes, you know, some other schools, they go and challenge the Buddha, then the rest, eh, like, we kwan now. So, but having said that, then in terms of the physical body, what is the posture we are abiding in? Yeah. As we sit, do we know that we are sitting and that's all that is happening? When we are standing, do we know that we are standing and that is all that is happening? Yeah. When we are walking, do we know that we are walking and that is all that is happening? When we are lying down, do we know that is lying down, yeah, and that is all that is happening? If ever you have to wait for somebody or wait for a train and you start to feel impatient, it's because we have added more meaning to the sitting or standing than there is. We give it more meaning already. Yeah, our further discrimination. Otherwise, standing is just standing up. First minute and second minute is still standing up. Yeah. And many times, whether the person is 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late or even 5 minutes early, we may, you know, off the cuff think that, oh no, Sifu, I have a standard, like that. But many times that standard is no standard one. It depends also on who that person is. If you're going to see a doctor with your toothache, you see a dentist, the dentist asks you to wait for 5 minutes. Do you say, I don't want to wait? Huh? Do you say, I don't want to wait, you must see me now? You will wait, right? You have to wait. If let's say you arrive, you know, 15 minutes beforehand, and the dentist is still not available, is it okay? But many times, depending on the state of your mind, even with the same person, if your mind, if maybe you're having a bad day, oh, the person maybe just 1 minute late, yeah? Why are you so late? But if you're in a good mood, yeah, everything going well, maybe let's say you just got promoted, Sifu promoted Zhou Bing to be, I don't know what to give you, the chief zong wu, then, wow, feels very important, very powerful. Wow, then after that, wow, your friend is very late, then you feel okay, no problem, but if let's say Sifu then demote you, yeah, not chief zong wu, become zong wu. Actually no difference, I don't know what's the difference. Yeah. But we are easily affected by this kind of things, you know. Yeah, we are affected. Yeah. Or let's say at work. Today you go to work happily. Then at the end of the day, you receive your review. Yeah. And your review, you get a 3 instead of a 2. 1 being the best. Then suddenly your day not so good, no? Yeah. But it's the same work that you are doing, no? Yeah. There's no difference in the work. Do you want to take the lift? There's a stairs. I say then three my abe. Hey then three mian fei. Kin sang eh. 加秋 one lao bei style, lai, I get toilet, toilet style, style 嘴点推路, jing kin eh, mian tang eh, tang tang bo la, guya miao, okay, bang jiu ha, ha si, doi, okay, too much detail, okay. So, so that's external. Then there's internal. So 内住指心在什么地方? So as I mentioned earlier, yeah. So external, and then there's internal. Yeah. So externally, maybe we all look different, and we are in different posture. But internally, are we all at the same place on the Dharma? So that's why Sifu don't really, I'm not so particular about how you sit lah, like that. Important thing is your mind. Yeah, but for some people, the external and internal are both not here. Then I will, hello, little toes me. like, Lapi, the mind already in the toilet, no? You don't let him go toilet, lah. Later he will just bring the toilet here. So, internal. Okay, 第一天柱. Yeah, so here there are two meanings. So, 世界善心是欲界天柱, 这是升天的因. So, internal abiding, heavenly abiding. So, there are four also. I think there are four also. So, first one is heavenly abiding. Heavenly abiding doesn't mean that you are directly in heaven. But the first one is, your mind is abiding in wholesomeness. What kind of wholesomeness? 世界善心. The first one is 施, giving. And then second one is morality, precepts. Yeah. So these two are considered 善心, wholesome, wholesomeness, wholesome mental states. So if you abide in this one day, 2 days, 3 days, very frequently, then we are cultivating a new kind of mental habits. And this leads to heavenly rebirth. Oh, so, 是升天的因. Yeah, so, some explanation. So, why is it that some beings are born in this state or that state? Depends on the quality of the mind, the internal abiding, not external abiding. But our external behavior is driven by our internal world. So if our internal world is always anger, unhappy, then next life maybe asura. If our mind internally is always thinking about sleeping, I want to sleep. Wake up, I don't want to wake up, I want to sleep, of course sometimes we are tired, you know, we need to sleep, but sometimes we have enough sleep, not that we don't have enough sleep. Every day sleep 9 hours, not enough, I want to sleep 12 hours, if I can sleep 14 hours, even better, then, jialat, our mind is tending towards that slothful state, don't want to think so much, then what happened? Without enough of the thinking and wakefulness, then and if you have wrong views, possible in the sutta it says, reborn in the animal realm. You don't want to think, ma, I want to sleep, go long. In Buddhism, the different states are the result. The different rebirth is the result. Who decide? Not Buddha, not Kuan Yin Pusa. Not some god also. In Buddhism, we say it's decided by who? By ourselves. The kind of mental state we develop over time. You're okay? Your earpiece okay? Your earpiece okay? Okay. Oh, then you must lip read my not moving lip.
I try, but I think I'm in pain.
Oh.
Where
are you having pain?
No, because your ears actually amplifies a lot of sounds inside my ear.
Oh.
So anything that is above certain frequency, about the pitch, it will cause pain to my ear.
Oh.
So yeah, I think connect to all my ear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Actually, what happened was that my ear nerve actually damaged. So, certain times it can. So, when the loud noise that comes into the hearing aids that amplifies, so it causes very loud noise.
Then, that day you also say that when people scold you, you also can hear.
because I can't hear, so I'm trained to read at the same time. So, a lot of time I can hear noises, but I can't make out what you are saying until I face you to read your lips.
Okay.
And most of the people here, especially the Asians, they don't move their lips as much as those from other countries.
Mm.
They actually mumble.
No, I don't mumble.
Yeah, they actually only move. So, I learned that was why I have some difficulty. And sometimes the word that you, especially when you speak in Chinese, the different diction. So for me to understand,
you
that,
can't read that from the mouth. Yeah, some of these ventriloquists, you know, 如果我这样讲话的话，你基本上不知道我要讲什么。
Yeah.
Okay. Rest. No problem.
Sorry, super. I'm trying to distract.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. 加油。 So then So then there's also the 色界天, then also 色界天是天住. So four of the external abiding, internal abiding, then the first one is heavenly abiding, split into the first one, central heavenly realm, second one is the form and the formless one. So form formless would be not simply having kindness, yeah, but the mind is tranquil, mind is focused and attentive, non-distracted, non-discursive, and non-drowsy. It's focused, it's concentrated. If you can abide in that internally, then birth in the heavenly realm also, but in the higher heavenly states. So first one is 天住, then next one is 凡住. So this 凡, so we have 天住, then 凡住, 凡. So this is this fan is actually the 大梵天 the fan. So this is actually referring to the Brahma. Yeah, but it's not that we want to go and worship Brahma, but here it's actually talking about purity. The word Brahma originally means purity. How purity. So 圣人的内心是住在什么地方? 住在空无相无愿三三昧. That's 圣住. So 凡住, 比如说梵天王, 他也是天人, 但在禅定之外, 还有慈悲喜舍, 的功德, 梵天王是特别慈善, 博爱的, 天住, 凡住, 都是凡夫境界. So this 凡住, I think some of you may be more familiar in terms of the English or Pali term, the Brahma Vihara. So the four immeasurables, 慈悲喜舍, are you familiar? Yeah, loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity, the four abiding. So these are mental qualities. So similarly, we can be physically on earth, we can be physically at work, but our mind doesn't have to be in the dog-eat-dog mentality. You understand? Yeah. Sometimes students tell me, "Wow, Sifu, you don't have to go to work, ma." Okay, students usually don't say that to me, but I think students want to say that to me. Yeah. Some students say, "No, Sifu, not easy to apply Dharma and Buddhism." Yeah, like this. Yeah, so it depends. Physically, we can be at work, we can be in the office, but mentally, our mindset doesn't have to be the same as people in the office. Some people say, "But Sifu, at work, very political." Well, I have worked in places which I think most people will think that is very political. Yeah, but it's up to us. Do you want to go and allow your mind to become political or not? Do you want to do that? We sometimes think that we have no choice. We must be like that to conform to so that we can survive. But does it mean that everybody who don't do that don't survive? I don't think so. Yeah. Personally, when I was at work last time, I don't go and do politics. Not the politic, country politic, but office politics. I don't do that also. Yeah, whoever come to me, ask me for consult, for help, I'll help them. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't go and think, "Oh, this guy asked me for help. But this guy's boss, is that guy's boss okay with my boss? How about with the MD? Okay, now how about with the financial control, CFO, chief financial officer? But is this guy, office politics, right? Like that, right? Sometimes, but Sifu, are you saying that such things don't exist? No, I know it exists. What I'm saying is, does it exist for you? It doesn't mean we should be blind to it. Yeah. But knowing that it exists doesn't mean that you must go and play the game together. People want to play chess with you, don't play chess. You win. Yeah. You can go into the basketball court and meditate also, ma. Yeah. Doesn't mean you go in basketball court, must snatch for the ball and then go into the basket, ma. Correct? Why must you play the game? Yeah, don't have to. You don't play the game, then one day you become like me. Become a monk. No, but that was my choice. I don't think that, oh, Sifu, you fun that, you cannot fun then become. No, it's not like that also. Yeah, I fun that quite good. So, fan zu, and then shen zu. So, shen ren de shen. Let me just finish up this part, then we wrap up for today. Shen zu. So, the early two belongs to the unenlightened state. Yeah. The even before that is even more unenlightened. This one, this last two, heavenly state, slightly beyond the mundane world, but still unenlightened. Now number three is enlightened. Enlightened state. Lagi higher. To me it's not so much the standard higher, but higher level of freedom. Higher level of freedom from stress. Yeah. We always think, wow, cultivation, wow, high standard, very hard. Don't think in terms of that. Think about the benefit. High level of stress-free life. But you must try, then you know how stress-free it is. You must try. Yeah. For unenlightened beings, although we are physically in a certain place, but we're always discriminating. Whatever we see, we discriminate. We don't see, we also discriminate. Whatever happened in the past, we also discriminate. In the future, also discriminate. Happen, also discriminate. Not happen, also discriminate. Yeah. With this, you know, 心中有烦恼, yeah, 什么都有问题, yeah. If there's defilement in our mind, then anything also wrong. Yeah. So, enlightened beings, they don't abide in have or don't have, good or bad, all this duality, enlightened beings don't stay on this. Doesn't mean that enlightened beings don't know all these things. They know even better than us because they are not attached to them, so they see even clearer. Yeah. Where do they abide in? Kong wu yan, wu yan. Kong wu xiang wu yan. Yeah. So abide in emptiness, abide in the non-sign and also the non craving, the non-aspiring. Yeah. So, doesn't abide in the eye, ears, nose, tongue, body, and the mind. Yeah. For us, we abide in all this. Yeah. Whatever our eyes see, whatever our ears hear, whatever we smell, we taste, we touch, we get affected. So enlightened beings, they abide in the underlying principle, yeah, that unifies all things. Yeah, so abiding in that, then the mind is calm. Yeah, not affected by the subtle, the temporal changes. Doesn't mean that the changes are not there. If I throw this phone at you, what will happen? Two person will be upset. The person who own the phone and you. Yeah. Doesn't mean that your baloku is not real. But do we abide in this? If let's say Sifu really throw at you, how? Throw at you, then how? Yeah. Will you get upset? Tuping, will you get upset? Will you get upset if I throw this at Jason? Huh? Versus throwing at you, which one are you more upset?
Both.
Both are more upset.
Both are upset.
Both are upset. Which one is more upset? Yeah. Hard to answer. Okay. So number four, 佛住. Yeah, so there's the different states of unenlightened beings, then there's an enlightened state, and then there's even the ultimate Buddha abiding. Yeah. 佛也是空无相无愿. Yeah, the Buddha also abide in the emptiness, abide in the non-feature of things. Yeah, we abide in the feature. We grasp onto the feature. Wow, this one like that, that one like that, this one like that. We grasp onto all this. But the underlying principle has no feature. Yeah. We don't go and look at that. We look at the external facade. And then our mind gets all rolled up. So we are trying to learn to become like the Buddha. Yeah. So 佛的心是无所住，现在说佛在舍卫国。 So 佛住在舍卫国是有所住了，这是不是有点这个冲突呢？ Yeah. So what is the meaning? So while the Buddha is at Savatthi, yeah, he's physically there. But unlike the unenlightened beings there, his mind is abiding in emptiness, in the unconditioned phenomena. Yeah. So his mind, although he's in Savatthi, he go in for alms round, his mind is unwavering. Maybe when he go for alms round, and then he get curry bihun, yeah. Maybe he get the curry bihun is a bit chao da. But the mind don't go and chew on the curry bihun chao da. Yeah. So the mind is still calm and stable. Yeah. Do you always get what you want? Not always. Yeah. Can you be at ease, at peace when you don't get what you want? Not so easy. If you get what you want, are you happy? Say yes.
Yes.
If you don't get what you want, are you unhappy? Say yes. Yes, of course. Yeah, maybe not so unhappy, but a bit unhappy. Yeah, but can you still be okay, even when things don't go your way? If you can, then you are more at peace. Then your peace is not so easily disturbed. If your peace depends on A, then your peace has a condition, A. It can only happen when A happens. It means that if A don't happen, you don't have peace. You're at the mercy of A. If your peace depends on A and B, then you're at the mercy of A and B. If any of them go wrong, you lose your peace. If your happiness depends on A, B, and C, then you have a higher chance of unhappiness. Because any of them go wrong, we lose our peace of mind. So, Buddha was at Savatthi. We are at Buddhist library. But where is our mind? See you in 2 weeks' time. Yeah. So tomorrow onwards, there will be a one-week retreat. Feel free to join us. You do need to register so that the volunteers can make arrangements for the logistic. If you choose to join us, please register on the website. Look for Zuoping, raise your hand. So like that, don't like that. Big your hand, like that. Then wave your hand. People can see you like that, then far away, but we cannot see, you know. So if you want to join us, look for him. Next week, on Sunday, is there SGC? Not really. So if you want to join us, you can go to join us during the retreat, and then we can meditate together and reflect together. Okay? If I don't see you next week, I'll see you the following week. Alright? 愿消三障诸烦恼。
愿消三障诸烦恼，愿得智慧真明了，愿得智慧真明了，普愿罪障悉消除，普愿罪障悉消除，世世常行菩萨道，世世常行菩萨道。
阿弥陀佛，起立。